Good morning. I'm Adora Navigadde, and this is The Rundown. Mail ballots are starting to be sent out for the March primary, but one referendum question is still up in the air. Chicago voters receiving their mail ballots will see a question asking if they want to increase a tax on the sale of high-end properties to fund homelessness prevention. But a lawsuit is currently pending that is seeking to throw that question away. There hasn't been a decision yet in the case. And Chicago Board of Elections spokesman Max Bever says residents should cast their vote for now.
If there is a court decision, that's a bridge that we'll cross when we get to it. Ultimately, when people receive their ballots, they should vote on every contest and race, do their civic duty.
If there is a change, Bever says that will be handled similarly to when candidates are struck from the ballot. Overseas mail ballots went out last week, with domestic mail ballots starting to be shipped on Thursday. A new report aimed at business leaders outlines steps to close the racial wealth gap. The report is a joint effort of Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management, Boston Consulting Group, and Northwestern Mutual. It says to close the wealth gap, companies should use suppliers and vendors that hire from disinvested communities, and that private equity partners can help scale black businesses. Author Dwight Hutchins says the racial wealth gap hurts everyone.
If you take an entire population and they're effectively locked out of the economy, then they can't contribute. The economy is $3 trillion a year smaller because of the lower participation.
The report says the median wealth of black households is $20,000, compared to $180,000 for white households. The Latino Policy Forum has selected a new cohort of Chicago leaders expected to build bridges between black and brown communities. Every year, the forum selects 24 leaders of color, whose mission is to improve relations between the two groups. This year's leaders are stepping in at a critical time. Many black residents fear that migrants are now taking up needed resources in their own communities. Nicole Ward is with the Latino Policy Forum.
My hope as an African-American woman is that people come together with an open heart. We don't have to fight for resources. We don't have to fight each other.
Ward says the leaders are expected to participate in workshops and conversations to take what they've learned into their own communities. Community leaders are calling for more support for teens after recent shootings outside Chicago public schools. After a week in which another CPS student was fatally shot, State Representative LaShawn Ford had this to say at a Sunday community event on the West Side.
We see a lot of young people displaying violence. Some of that could be due to the need to seek physical and mental health. If you're 18 years or younger, your family could qualify for behavior mental health support.
Ford said many don't seek mental help because of the stigma. He joined advocates in calling for more counselors and more providers to help Chicago's teens. Something else you should know today. West Suburban Oak Park was recently awarded a nearly $2 million grant to help migrants. It will be used to stand up a new shelter in the village and to help with rent and legal services for migrants. Since last November, Oak Park has been sheltering more than 150 migrants, mostly at a local hotel and YMCA. The village recently extended a move-out deadline for those migrants after funding came in from Cook County. The grant money is from the Regional Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus. Today's weather, it's going to be sunny with a high in the upper 30s, and tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 40 degrees. That's it for now. Later today, due on ballots this November, Chicagoans will elect school board members for the first time, and in a way that also means school choice is on the ballot.
The charter school movement is very activated and motivated, and will try to get a lot of those seats to be people who are pro-choice. And then those people will be seated with people appointed by Mayor Brandon Johnson, who is not a grand supporter of school choice.
WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp explains the decades-long history of school choice in Chicago, the movement to end it, and the movement to keep it. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.